And now back to David Bryan, starring as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
Some ladies had decided that they were above the law. They invited gambling into their homes and along with it, murder. Only my office was starting with less knowledge. All we knew was that the wife of a wealthy banker had been locked in a trunk and dropped into the river. Somewhere in the city was the man with the answers. All the answers. Because he was the killer.
Oh, a man can't even shave in peace. Just a moment. Please, please. One moment. Paula.
Oh, Frenchie, it's terrible. It's terrible.
What's terrible? I was shaving. Haven't I told you not to come here?
Just read it. It's all over the papers. Poor Julie.
What? Yes, let me see. Banker's wife found in trunk. Man was seen pushing trunk off bridge. But witness was too far away to furnish police with description of any value.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Finch? If the police will find out about the roulette parties?
No. Not necessarily, my dear. But they very possibly might discover that I was at her house.
You, Finch, you were the last one to leave.
No. You and I left together.
But I... Finch, You didn't...
Of course not, my dear. Paula, surely you don't think that I would have done such a thing?
You were the only man there.
But not the only man in her life. However, if you think so little of me, go to the police.
Oh, no.
Well, tell them. Tell them you think that Fanchetti is a murderer.
Please don't. You know I love you.
Only I'm a gambler. Therefore, I am also...
Please don't. I'm sorry I said what I did. It's just that I'm so upset. Please, darling, help me. Tell me what to do.
Of course, darling. We're both upset. We must try to control ourselves.
Yes.
And for my sake, Sherry, we left Madame Quaid's together.
But...
Please. It's only a small lie, my love. And it could save me a great deal of trouble. More than that, perhaps. Innocent men have been convicted. Darling, you wouldn't want a marriage to be stopped by my going to jail, or worse.
Marriage?
But of course. Only perhaps I should not ask you to lie to the police just to...
Oh, darling, of course you should. My fault was in even hesitating. I'll tell them you left with me. I'll swear to it.
My Sherry. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your love and your trust. Now you had better go, eh?
Yes, I know, but when will I...
I will call you tomorrow. Goodbye, my beloved.
Goodbye.
What a pigeon. Yeah. But someday, Fanchette, you must find yourself a pigeon that is not old and molting.
No. Well, he's not in this group, Miss Miller.
What's the last one?
Good. I'm nearly blind from looking at records. Send them back to R&I.
Yes, sir. Maybe we were wrong about him lifting the phone to eavesdrop on our call.
No, we weren't wrong.
Hello, Chief. Miss Miller. Oh, what a beautiful, lovely, delicious sight. A chair.
What did you find out, Hangin?
Oh, not much. Except that in my next life, I'm going to be an executive and your callus is somewhere besides on my feet. Well, none of the women would talk about the parties. None of their neighbors could see anything through the windows, much to their regret.
Same group of women at each party?
Yeah. Reads like a local who's who, with one exception. A man.
A man?
Yep, me too.
Was he?
I don't know. Description was always the same, though. Tall, dark, and oh, so handsome.
Fanchette.
You know him?
I think so. Go on.
Well, I don't know if it means much, but he was the first to arrive and the last to leave. And he carried a large case with him, about 2 foot square by a foot deep.
Sounds like a salesman.
Nice to leave. It makes him worth a further check with Washington.
Well, we'll need his prints or pictures.
And we'll get both. Harrington, find out where Franchette lives. Use the old street photographer stunt. Get his picture and hand him a card.
All right. I'm on my way.
Well, Miss Miller, you better type out a report on this and send it to Lieutenant Padway.
Yes, sir.
Pictures? Have your picture taken for a quarter. 2 bits for a perfect candid action shot of yourself and your girl.
Uh-oh. Here we come. Pose for the birdies.
Got it. Here you are, sir. Beautiful snapshot to give to your wife.
What? Oh, I don't want
it. I'll just take the card, sir. Here you are. Now, you send it in with a quarter and you
I don't want my... Did you say you already took my picture?
I didn't say so, but I sure did take the picture, sir. A wonderful natural shot of you.
Give me the film.
Huh?
I said give me the film.
You've got rocks in your head, Dad.
Why, oh, you insolent.
Hey, but I'll say one thing. You got more nerve than I gave you credit for. Have a good nap.
Nice work, Harrington. Wiring this photograph to the FBI should bring quick results. I hope you didn't scare him off.
No, I don't think so, Chief. He'll just figure me as a blankety-blank street mug.
Good. If he's not suspicious yet, he may go to another of those parties. I think if we find the answer to them, we'll be pretty close to the answer to Mrs. Quaid's murder.
Yeah. Funny.
What?
Oh, this wire photo machine. We stick a picture on it, and a minute later, some guy in Washington takes the same picture off his machine. Even when you know how it works, it seems like sort of black magic.
District Attorney's office. Oh, yes, Harrington. Just a minute. He's right here. For you, Mr. Garrett.
Oh, thanks. Yes, Harrington.
Hey there, Chief. Franchette just left his place with his case. I tailed him to Miss Collier's house. He's there with her now and no sign of service.
Good work. Any sign of the other women?
Nope, not yet.
Now, let me know if they start showing up. Oh, hold on, Harrington.
Yes, wait. Mr. Garrett, it's communications.
If that's the FBI report on Franchette, take it down, Miss Miller.
Yes, sir. Is that a Washington reply on a man called Franchette? Okay, give it to me.
Hang on, Harrington. Miss Miller's getting the word on Franchette.
I'm hanging, Chief.
Uh-huh.
Hope we can do the same for Franchette.
Uh-huh. I got it. Send the call top up as soon as you can. Take a look.
Wow. Harrington, we hit a jackpot.
Huh?
Franchette is wanted in a dozen countries. Gambler, confidence man, suspicion of murder. Real name, Arthur Jones.
Jones? 10-1, he was born in Brooklyn.
Hackensack. You stay put unless he tries to leave, then take him. Padway and I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Go ahead. I'll have Padway waiting for you to pick him up.
Tell him 3 minutes.
Oh, where are they? They should have started arriving an hour ago.
Franchette, it wouldn't be too bad if... If they didn't show up, I mean...
Don't show up? Why wouldn't they show up? Tell me, Paula, why wouldn't they show up, eh?
Well, I...
You told them not to, eh?
Yes. Forgive me, Franchette. I just couldn't go on with this after poor Juliet.
You stupid old witch.
Franchette!
I could have picked up $20,000 today, maybe more, but you had to tell...
You've won a great deal from them already.
Oh, what if I have? I wanted today's take so I could leave town with the police...
So you could leave town.
So we could leave.
No. No, you meant just yourself.
Now, Paula, look...
You never had any intentions of marrying
me. Ah, of course I do. Perhaps I did mean to leave alone, but of course I'll send for you, my cher.
Chérie, you're a liar. You're a liar.
Oh, Paula.
You just wanted me to cover up for you long enough so you could get away safely.
All right. You miserable crone. You really think I could fall in love with you? I'd rather kill you like I did your friend.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yes. You weren't so simple and ridiculous. You've known it all along. Goodbye, my love. I'll leave you the wheel as a souvenir.
Fanchette!
What are you... Gun!
You're not leaving, Fanchette.
Paula, no!
Why not? I'm just simple and ridiculous enough to believe you deserve this. For Julie...
Paula, look!
Hold it, Miss Collier. Take him, Harrington.
Right.
Get away from him. I'm going to shoot!
You'll have to shoot me first. That way, keep Fanchette behind me. Harrington.
I get you.
You'd better put that gun down, Miss Collier.
No. I don't care what you do to me, but I'm going to kill that pretty face.
I said put it down.
You stay back. I don't want to hurt you. Get back. Well, all right if I have
to. Stop, Chief.
No. Oh, my arm.
Nice shooting, Harrington.
Oh, thanks, but don't do things like that, Chief. My nerves can't stand it.
I don't think mine could stand much of it either.
Well, we've solved the parties. Take a look at the wheel. The ladies seem to like roulette.
And yet he killed Julie. Oh, my arm is it's broken.
I'm sorry about that, Miss Collier. But you really should be grateful to Harrington. If he hadn't stopped you from pulling that trigger, your neck would have been broken by the state.
This is David Bryan. I hope you enjoy this case from the files of Mr. District Attorney.
Now, here is the star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
Perhaps you read about it in your newspapers. The man we call Arthur Jones, alias Fanchette, was tried and convicted of first-degree murder. Miss Collier was indicted as an accessory before and after the fact of illegal gambling, but collapsed before trial and is now confined to the state mental hospital. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord.